due process, we appointed and declared Reverend Obinna Oshofa. So it was not a question mostly of any major errors. It was a question, if Papa had lived longer, maybe that area that caused the lacuna would have been revisited while he was alive. Somebody would have asked, Papa, suppose you don't tell before you go, Uncle, wait till we go do. And maybe we would have written that into the constitution. That was an omission. So that is that one. It is not a major flaw. Now, the factions you are talking about, those factions, thank God, are party to the constitution that is being, that with the draft. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, somebody took us to court on the issue of the constitution. And in the process of the court, we were granted leave to go and review all everything and reconcile. So we set up a reconciliation committee made up of representatives of all those factions that you declare. And they prepared a draft constitution for the church. It is that draft constitution that we are revisiting now. There was a delay in the church responding, all the three sectors responding quickly to the draft of the committee. If we have been able to do that maybe a year or two ago, I can assure you we will not be in the mess we are now. But there was a delay. And now that we have been prompted again by the court, we've gone back to that job. They are working on it. We are all working on it. We've sent invitation to all members of the church. If you have any ideas, so send it to that committee. The chairman of that committee is here, a venerable, most senior evangelist, Kundayo Opaleye, retired major general of the Nigerian Army and retired military governor. Opaleye, is he here? Hallelujah. So that is the situation. That is why I said I hope, because the work is almost completed. This man, I will grab your camera because I want to see the face of this fellow. The work is almost completed. That is why I had hopes that within 3 months they should be able to finish. Another 3 months, we will now have meeting of all stakeholders. We have already set up a legal unit made up of lawyers and judges within the church who will review the work that they have done, as well as the top notchers spiritual and the board of trustees and pastor in council. And I am hoping and I'm praying, I'm repeating that once again, I'm praying that every day, that before the end of the year, we'll finish that job which the Supreme Court said we have to do before we can move forward. Have I answered all your questions? Thank you very much. Next question, please.
Question from the press. Question.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ejo ko jembe ye. You asked another question. You said you were expecting, hallelujah, you were expecting Obinna, Reverend Obinna Oshofa, to be here. It is my belief that Reverend Obinna Oshofa is a law-abiding and law-respecting man. And once the court has said nobody should call himself pastor, he has rescinded that particular appellate. If he's here today, he will be here only as chairman of the current board of trustees of the church. And he's not being here, he is fully conversant with what we are doing, including the report that I've read to you, copy of which you have. He's with us here completely in spirit. We are not doing anything behind him at all that he does not know. I want to assure you. But as a person who respects the law, he will not go about flouting the law of the court of this country.